Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my buddy, Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
So this week's episode, we'll be talking about WandaVision episode 8 and the last one, episode 9. So spoilers for both episodes if you haven't seen it yet.
That's right.
So we're going to start with the episode 8. So in the beginning, we see like Agnes's origin story. Basically, yes. They try to make it as close to the comic books as they could. Because in the comic books, Agnes actually gets burned to the stake.
Yeah, but they went on a completely different route with this.
Yeah, because it's Disney. They don't want to burn people alive.
Yeah, and also not only just the burning alive, it's just that she was like basically a bad witch against the Covenant, you know.
Yeah.
Which, but you know, from what I read, you know, about Agnes, you know, Agatha, Harkness, you know, she wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was, you know, part of the Covenant, and she was, you know, like a powerful witch and everything. So it wasn't like, you know, she was sucking power away from other witches, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, but this version, like, she does, like, she has the power to, like, absorb people's powers. So
magic.
Her magic. So yeah, then we see Agnes, she's in
Salem.
Yeah, and they're about to kill her, and then we find out that the leader of the witches is her mom.
Yes.
The reason why they put her to the stake is cuz
she was using dark magic.
Dark magic, basically the book that she has from the episode before, where we see her with that book, the evil book.
Yeah, once you go into that book, basically there's no return.
Yeah,
because her mom said, you know, like when Agatha said, you know, I can be good, and she was like, no, you can't. It's like, in other words, once you go in there, once you go this path, there is no coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, as soon as, like, all the witches start to, like, kill her, like, it backfires, because it turns out, like, she's more powerful than they are, like, all of them. So Agnes starts, like, absorbing their powers, and then the mom is like, no, and tries to fight back, but then, yeah, there's just no match for Agnes, and she kills her mom, too.
Yeah, the dark magic is really powerful. And his body's evil. It's an evil magic, so it destroys the other witch.
Yeah, so this basically explains why Agnes stays so, like, young. Because she also, like, absorbed their life force.
Exactly. So they turn old once she takes the power, power, whoever it is, they turn old and dried up.
Yeah. And I don't know if I said this was taking place in Massachusetts.
Yeah, in the Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah, in 1693.
Exactly. Yeah, because Agatha, she was killed many times, according to the comic books. There were quite a few times that she was killed.
Yeah.
You know, but she always found a way to come back.
Yeah.
Or she was brought back. You know, she was a powerful witch.
Yeah, but probably not as powerful in this version.
No. To an extent.
Yeah. And then it pans back to the basement where Agnes is has Wanda. And we see that she has, like, runes on the walls. So Wanda can use her powers. Only the person that put those runes on the walls can use their powers. Then later, like... she explains that Well, she's trying to get as much as information from Wanda as she can get. Like, she keeps asking how she made the hex, what spell she used. Yeah, that's why Agnes was controlling the fake Quicksilver.
Yes.
And the fake Quicksilver was asking, like, a whole bunch of questions also. So, and then it's confirmed that, like, yeah, he was just, like, a regular civilian. It's not exactly. Really, like, it was, like, it's a red herring, like, supposed to, like, trick us into thinking that he was, like, Mephisto or something.
Exactly, yeah. That was fun, though, because everybody thought about that.
It sucks, though.
Yeah, but, you know, and in that sense, Agatha Harkness, she really didn't understand what was going on either. It's not like, you know, even though in episodes 7, you know, basically we said that, you know, she was in control of everything. Mm-hmm. But now we see in episode 8 that, no, basically, you know, Wanda is in control of everything. But yeah. Agatha doesn't know how she's doing or who she is. She just knows that this girl has so much power. She has creative power that reaches far, far away. And how is she doing it? She has never had any training, no magical, nothing. She belongs to no covenant, nothing. So she was going crazy trying to figure out who she is.
Yeah, and Agnes thinks like she's doing it on purpose. Wanda knows what she's doing, but mm-hmm. Wanda has like no idea what she's doing. Like this whole thing is like out of pure emotion.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
And later on, like Agnes explains how she couldn't bring her actual brother back, cause he's in another continent, and like he's like full of bullets, so she can't like use him basically.
Yeah, and buried, maybe destroyed already. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been like 7 or 8 years, I think.
Yeah, so because basically even Vision was not the body. Mm-hmm. He was created, you know, the way we see, according to episode 8, mm-hmm. we see how, you know, how Wanda started the whole thing. When she goes back through the memories, Agatha makes Wanda go through the memories of her past up to the point that everything was created. Everything, WandaVision was created.
Yeah, most of us thought like Wanda stole the body because it was like, because Hayward, the leader of S.W.O.R.D., he was telling us that she took the body. And the only thing that really confused me was like, how were they tracking Vision then from the Hex? Because he said that he was tracking him because that's dead vibranium. That's how they were tracking Vision. So like, I don't know how they were. So then how were they tracking him? I don't know.
And were they tracking which Vision they were tracking?
Right.
So it was a little confusing.
So yeah, like so back to like the flashbacks, Agnes so Agnes took Wanda to her past, and we see that Wanda always loved like sitcoms. And like she would watch I saw the box where it had like a box I Love Lucy, Malcolm in the Middle, Bewitched, mm-hmm. Adam's Family. And then she said her favorite show was Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, exactly.
And that was she explains like, well, it explains that was a distraction from what was going on in Sokovia, because in that time there was like, yeah, there was a war going on and stuff.
And they wanted to learn English also. They were learning English through the movies.
I forgot. And then that's when the missile falls and then kills like the parents.
Exactly.
And then we see like we see Wanda actually have like using powers, like, or trying to at least.
Yes.
So it explains like she's like the first like mutant.
Exactly. Like there's something different about her.
Yeah. So like the Mind Stone only like amplified it, or like amplified it and also like made it surface. So like with the missile, that's actually like you remember, I think this was like the first episode.
Yes.
With the toaster.
Exactly. Yeah, that was in the first episode.
Yeah, so the toaster, when it was beeping, it was the same beep as the missile.
Yeah.
So that was like the Easter egg. That's why the toaster also said Stark Industries, because the missile said Stark Industries also.
That's right. That's right. Because everything related to her memories.
Yeah, it was in the commercials. Like yeah, her...
Hydra.
Everything, you know. Hydra, yeah.
That she was... trained and captured by them.
Back to like where she was being held by Hydra. She was talking to the Mind Stone, and yes. Then she had like a vision of like her in full form, which is like the full like Scarlet Witch costume. And then that was when her powers like turned on, and then we see like the soldiers from Hydra. They were looking at the cameras and they saw like a cutscene. It looked like a jump cutscene.
Yes.
So like they didn't see what was going on.
Exactly. Like they just, you know, they whatever happened in there, they didn't see it. They couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in a different, you know, dimension or whatever. Whatever happened.
And then Wanda just went back to watching the Brady Bunch. And then we saw there was like a doll in the TV show. Mm-hmm. And that doll was the same doll that Vision used to learn how to change the diaper.
Yeah, that's true. So everything is related to her memories. Everything.
Yeah, it's all connected. So, and then they go back to another memory. And this memory was before Civil War. And they have like a little like a Vision and Wanda moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Wanda like tries to explain, because Vision walks in, goes through the wall, and says like, why is it funny that like the roof falls on the man? Because she's watching like Malcolm in the Middle.
Exactly. Yeah, it was,
and the roof falls on
comedy.
Yeah, she's like, oh, don't worry, everything will go back to normal, like, at the end of the episode. Which is like a kind of like an Easter egg to like what is going to happen, like the opposite. Like everything's not gonna be fine for like Wanda in the end of the series.
Exactly. But it's also show the bond, that Vision, you know, the starting of the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that because at that point moment, they weren't in a relationship or even friends. And that's when they started building that, you know, love between each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was an important memory to show.
Yeah. Yeah, and Vision was trying to be there for her because at that time, Quicksilver, like, recently died, so.
Exactly.
And then we get, like, another jump, and they go to another memory where Wanda goes to the sword base and asks for the body back, and Hayward was just like straight up no, cause like it's he's sword property, and cause it's actually like it makes sense because Vision signed the accords, the Sokovia Accords.
Yeah.
So like probably like in the contract it says like he belongs to the government. So technically Sword is part of the government.
Yeah, but technically also in his wishes was not to be reassembled and used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Which was the trick that, you know, the captain was doing.
Yeah.
He was doing a switch. You know, so he made us think that Wanda stole the body, That it was Wanda that did, you know, everything, when in reality it wasn't true.
Yeah, he was the one that was like being the bad guy.
Yeah, she accepted his death. You know, when he touched the lifeless body and he said, "I can't feel you," you know, and then she realized, you know, he's dead. He's not there. He's no longer there. And she left quietly. She left okay. She didn't do anything, you know. But she was the next of kin. In other words, the wife. So she was, you know, rightfully the body belongs to her. But since it was vibranium, you know, she said, "We can't let you go out with $3 billion worth of
vibranium. We can't just let you bury $3 billion worth of vibranium."
Exactly.
Man, so, but you reminded me. It makes sense too. Yeah, you reminded me when she says, "I can't feel you." Mm-hmm. It's like a callback to, I think it was Infinity War, when she was trying to feel him and the stone and stuff. Exactly. She's like, "All I feel is you."
Yeah.
My soul.
Dito. That's, you know.
But then, so then we find out that Hayward was, like, is using Vision to use, like, as a weapon.
Yes, exactly.
So then it pans out to Wanda going to Westview, and then she has like a paper, and we see the paper is like a deed to a house that Vision bought.
Yeah, they were gonna make a life there in the future.
Yeah,
they were gonna build a house on that lot.
Yeah, it had a heart and said, "Where we can grow old together."
And well, then basically we see where she can grow old.
Yeah.
With him together.
And then that's when, like, she gets so, like, emotional, like, super emotional, that's how, like, the hex was created. So, like, yeah, the whole hex becomes, like, Westview. And then we see that, yeah, Wanda created Vision, like, straight up, like, that's all her doing. Like, there's no other part of him that's real. This is all
exactly
her memories and stuff.
That's how everything started.
And then that's when it pans back to, like, real life. So then we see, like, Agnes, like, grabbing... She has, like, Billy and Tommy grabbed, like, by the neck. And then we see Agnes, and then she says, "You are Scarlet Witch." So this is like the first time we hear her name, her official comic book name, Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, because once she saw everything, how she got her powers, and the type of power that she had.
Yeah.
She recognized that she was, it's like a prophecy of somebody that would come. Well, basically this prophecy is about somebody who's gonna come to destroy the world, basically.
Yeah.
But she would be the Scarlet Witch, and she recognized that.
Because mm-hmm. The Scarlet Witch has chaos magic.
Exactly, which is very, very interesting. And also, you know, we're gonna talk about a little more about the Mind Stone later.
Yeah.
You know, towards the end.
But so, like, my biggest like. Yeah, my biggest question was like what I said earlier, so we find out that that's not really Vision's body. So I didn't understand how Sword was tracking the Vision. I don't know. That brings up a hole. Maybe I think.
Yeah, but she created vibranium. She basically created a new Vision. Mm.
No, but she created him, but not out of like vibranium or anything. Cause they were tracking dead vibranium. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, but you know what? The way I see it, or what I'm thinking about, maybe they weren't tracking that Vision. They were tracking their Vision.
But it showed in the, they had like a map, a mini map, mm-hmm. of like the hex, and then they saw.
Oh yes, that's true.
Remember,
it was close to the.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but you know, like we see in episode 9, if can we go into episode 9?
Yeah, we're going to episode 9.
Like we see in episode 9, Wanda explaining to Vision that a piece of the stone is in her. A piece of mm-hmm. the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
So her powers are basically, and chaos magic is creative magic. So she basically could have created Vibranium.
Yeah.
You know, but only on the Hex, of course.
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure. Because in episode 9, like, it's confirmed that she's actually even more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme, which is Doctor Strange.
Exactly, yeah.
It's crazy.
She's, like, you know, basically the destroyer of the world.
Yeah.
And now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
So, we forgot to say the end credit scene of episode 8. So that's when we see Hayward and the sword. They finish building Vision and he's like completely white. And
yes.
This version of Vision like has no emotions and is just like straight up like a robot.
Yes, because, you know, because basically, but we'll explain that later. Basically, mm-hmm. His memories were blocked.
Yeah. Because he only knows, like, his programming, which is to kill Wanda and Vision. Mm-hmm. So then, like, yeah, we can start episode 9. So then it starts off where the episode 8 ends. So Wanda's about to, like, beat the crap out of Agnes.
Exactly.
And then, so they start fighting, and then Wanda throws a whole car at her, at Agnes.
Oh, that was so funny. That was the Wizard of Oz reference.
So we see the boots, like, under the car, and then, it's like a throwback to the witch from the Wizard of Oz.
The house landed on her.
That was the only thing that I was watching this with Manny and my sister, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, like, I was the only one like, yeah, I get it, it's the Wizard of Oz, and they're all like, what?
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I started laughing because I was like, oh no, they didn't.
That was so cool. You
know? And it's Disney, so hey, you know.
Yeah,
so that was so funny, you know.
That's when we see White Vision appear, and then like he tries to, you know, that thing, like he tries to like grab her by the head.
Yeah, because like, she thought that it was him. She thought it was the real Vision.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like a psychotic robot killer, you know.
And then it turns out, yeah, he was, and grabbed her by like the head. And then the other Vision came in and just, like, pushed him away.
Saved her.
And then they start fighting. And then Agnes says, like, well, this is awkward. This is your boyfriend and your ex.
Which is the same.
Yeah. And then it pans back to Rambo. So we see Rambo is being held hostage in the attic by the fake Quicksilver.
Yes.
And then we find out, like, his name is Ralph Boner.
That was a funny name.
And then she sees, like, the because her the powers, energy. She can see, like, energy. So she saw the energy come out of fake Quicksilver's necklace. Exactly, and she just pulls it off. And he's like, please don't hurt me. My name's Ralph. And then it pans back to White Vision and the other Vision fighting. And then this is like the two Spider-Mans that says, I'm Spider-Man. No, I'm Spider-Man.
Exactly. Well, that was funny because, but the good thing is that both are basically Visions. I mean, the knowledge mm-hmm. that they had is what saved them, basically, because they had that that thought that which one would be the fake if the if both were destroyed.
Oh, the theory.
Yeah, theory. You know, and it's like, so the other one was like, neither of them will be the original, because yeah. both of them would be, you know, completely different from the original one.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they were like, who is Vision? Who is the thing? That's when the, you know, Vision created by Wanda,
mm-hmm.
You know, tells him like the story or something, tells him something. And he realized that the white Vision, his memories are blocked.
Yeah.
Are selected, only selective memories. So that's when Vision opened his memories and allowed him to see everything that has happened from the beginning to the end.
Yep.
And I got chills because, you know, that his eyes changed.
Yeah. Know,
white Vision's eyes changed into the regular eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I am Vision.
Yeah. And he dipped.
He left.
He said, I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, and then he has real memories.
And then it pans back to Wanda and Vision, like, attacking each other. And then Agnes, takes out the... What is it called? I don't know how to explain it. Like, she takes off the neighbor's spell or whatever.
The spell. Yeah, the spell.
And then they're all like, please, like, let us leave. And then one of them is like, if you won't let us leave, then just kill us. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ, lady.
Yeah, but remember, they were suffering like crazy. They were suffering her pain and her agony. I mean, it's like constant pain.
Yeah.
That they were going through. And the thing is that they still remember that, like, one of the guys there said, you know, like, listen, you know, oh, the lady said, you know, let my daughter be part of the cast, basically.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to hug her daughter. She wanted to, you know, she could play a part. Let her play with your kids, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know.
And then some of them didn't even remember who they are.
Yeah, because all they remember was the pain.
Yeah.
Her memories were taking over their memories.
Mm-hmm.
Their pain. I mean, her pain was taking over their memories.
Yeah.
That was sad at the same time, you know?
Yeah. And then that was when... Was it this part?
That's when she had to make a choice.
But then, before that, Agnes explains that the book that she has is called The Darkhold. Or she called it the Book of the Damned, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Book of the Damned.
So, this is, like... So, this book... I'm going to explain, like, what the book is. It's basically, it has dark magic. But also, like... By you doing that dark magic, it releases a big, like, spirit called Cthon. It's, like, a huge, like, being... So, like, if you do... I don't know, I forgot the how to unleash him, but, like, that book basically is the key to unleashing Cthon, because he's trapped right now.
Mm. And basically, the destiny of the Scarlet Witch is to release him.
Yeah. And there's a chapter, like, for Scarlet Witch. And, yeah, there's a chapter for her. Exclusively for her. And then
because every witch is against her.
Yeah. Because she's gonna destroy the planet, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Agnes just keeps warning her, like, she's saying, like, she can help her and stuff like that. And yeah, I think, like, this is more like planting the seeds for Doctor Strange number 2.
Yes.
And then
And also, you could say it about the comics, too, because remember in the comics, Agatha Harkness was the teacher of Wanda.
Yeah.
You know, so basically, you know, it's setting it up in the sense that she can come back and learn from Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she said, you know, if I need help, I know where to go, you know.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, you're right. And then I forgot what I was gonna say, but you're right. And then,
but at that point when the people were waking up and everything, that she released the power, you know, and she almost killed them, but then she releases them. Wanda releases them. Mm-hmm. And then she says she's gonna make things right. She's gonna, you know, and she starts opening up the hex.
Yeah.
She starts releasing the hex, but this is when the problem was, you know, the problem lies.
Mm-hmm.
That if she, you know, it's like damn if you do, damn if you don't, because if you release everybody, then you lose Vision and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what if you keep Vision and the kids? Then everybody else still gets trapped. So there were, it was like a crazy decision that she has to make.
Yeah. And I think this was before or after, but we see Agnes. This is when Agnes says that Wanda is more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme or Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. And Wanda doesn't even need to cast spells. Like, she can just straight up whatever she needs to do. And yeah, after the moments of what you said, she, yes. I think the neighbors escaped when she opened
the hex. Yes, they were gone.
Yeah. And then that's when she closes it back. And then we see a family team up, Incredible style.
Exactly. And soldiers comes in.
And yeah, then she tells the sword soldiers, yeah, they come in when she opens the hex. And then the Vision and Wanda are like, you weren't trained for this, but you were born for it. And then she tells the kids to take care of the soldiers. And then yeah, they disarm all the soldiers, and then we see Speed take the glasses, the sunglasses. And that's also an Easter egg for his comic book costume.
Nice.
And then we see Hayward straight up try to shoot a whole clip to the kids. Ooh. I was like, why? Why?
They thought, how old are you? Would you even if the kids were not, you know, real, basically, why would you want to kill the kids, you know?
And I actually have a problem with him, but can we talk about it now, or we talk about it after?
No, whenever you want.
Now is a good time, because his story arc, I think wasn't good enough for me, honestly.
The captain?
Hayward, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, his goals were to, it was to kill Wanda, I guess.
Wanda, kill the Vision, the fake, you know, and, you know, hoping, I think he was hoping for this to be the cover.
Mm-hmm.
For him to have brought Vision back, basically.
Nah, but I think that's too much of a reach, I think.
Yeah, true.
In the show, doesn't even really explain what's his goal, really.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
His goal that we know is only to kill Wanda and make Vision a weapon.
Exactly.
There's no end game. There's no goal in this. And then he just straight up tries to kill the kids, which why would you try?
Exactly. And they're then they know that she, you know, and that's when Rambo comes in, and she protects the kids,
you know,
and the bullets go through her with no problem. She takes the energy from mm-hmm. the bullets, you know. And
The other kid stops the last bullet from going to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Darcy comes with the ice cream truck and just rams Hayward so he can stay trapped in the car.
Exactly. He was running away.
Darcy says, I found Vision. And then that's when Agnes and Wanda are still fighting, and then we see Agnes try to absorb Wanda's powers. But when she's like absorbing Wanda's powers, that's when we see like her hands turn black, like she's also like dying, her life force is also like being drained.
Yes.
And then
hold on. Yeah, that's when Scarlet Witch reveals her true plan. The whole thing was she was one step ahead of everything.
Yeah, like at the same, like while they were fighting, that's when she was like trying to put runes on the hex.
Yeah, because she was purposely missing the shots, but she was basically creating runes all over, around the whole hex, basically.
Yep. And then that's when we see like Wanda absorb Agnes's powers. Yeah. And then we see the full form of Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, that's when she really accepted who she was, you know, her her true power. And that's, you know.
And then we see like Agnes like warning Wanda, like don't you see what you're doing? Like you're gonna destroy the world, like it's like in the prophecy. And then like she can help her, and she's like, well, I'll know where to find you. And then Wanda traps Agnes like in her own mind, in a sense where like she thinks she's the nosy neighbor, and she basically she has no powers, right? Because Wanda absorbed
she took back everything.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Maybe later in the future, she might gain some powers and free herself.
Maybe. Yeah, like a siphon or something. And then the sad part. So then after this, we see like Wanda, Vision, and the kids go back home while the hex is closing. Like getting... Not closing.
Because they knew what they have to do. I mean, there was a...
Yeah.
No, it was closing. Yeah, it was closing in.
Yeah.
It was closing in. We don't know. Like, so they knew what was going to happen. They knew the only choice that they had to do.
So Wanda was saying goodbye. Sad. Wanda was saying goodbye to the kids.
That was sad.
Oh, man.
That was so, so sad.
She's like, you boys are good. Good night. Good night, boys.
So proud of you guys, you know. Like, thank you for letting
Megan, me be your mom.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the living room. Wanda turns off the light, but then Vision is like, "Yee, no," he said. "We're saying goodbye." Like, with the
I want to see you.
Yeah, I want to see you while we say goodbye. He said like that was like a bad luck or something.
Yeah, he said like. Oh, I read in a book that it's bad luck to say goodbye in the dark. And she goes like, no, you didn't. It's like, and then he smiled and it's like, you know, I want to see you.
Man, like this moment was like Oscar winning, this part.
Yeah, you know, like, it got me teary-eyed.
Because like it was so like raw and real. Like, I like especially what they did to Vision's eyes. They made it like look normal, cause like if they CGI'd it, it would have been like, it would have taken away from the moment like of what was going on here.
Exactly. And, like,
they're like close to each other and they're like saying goodbye.
Oof. You know, and little by little we see the hex closing and closing, coming close to them.
Yeah, and then
once it comes,
what do you say? He said, I know we said like goodbye a lot of times, but so then it stands to reason this is see you later, something like that.
Yes. And he turned into that glow, like the Mind Stone energy.
Yeah, and disappears.
And disappears. Oh, that's when she explains what he was. You know, he said metal, bones, flesh. And a piece of the Mind Stone that lives in her.
No, he says, like, what am I? Like, bones, flesh, metal. And she, that's when she says, you're part of the Mind Stone that lives within me and my memories and my emotions. Yeah.
Oh, that's true, that's true. You're right, you're right.
And then that's when, like, yeah, they get close and then he disappears. And then we see, like, the house wasn't actually even built.
We see lot, the empty lot again.
And then we see her clothes from the, when she first started the hex. It's, she has the same clothes.
Yeah, with the hoodie.
Yeah. And then that's when she leaves, and then the, all the neighbors are, like, looking at her, like, please don't hex us again.
With hate and fear at the same time.
Yeah. And then
she says bye to,
yeah, to everybody. To Rambo. Like, I'm out of here. And then she flies away. And then we see Jimmy Woo arrest Hayward and all the sword soldiers. And then that's when Rambo gets pulled from some other sword agent.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yo, let's go, we gotta talk, something like that.
Oh, for your briefing.
Yeah, your debriefing. Oh no, cause she, no, she says she don't like briefings, so that's why she wasn't in the FBI loop stuff. She don't like briefings.
No, she has to, like, her report, or basically, you know, they wanted to know what happened.
Yeah.
But and it was a surprise.
But actually, before that, the theater actually had a, like, Easter egg.
Yes.
So, I forgot which Oz movie it was. It was, I think it was called The Great and Powerful Oz. That movie is actually directed by Sam Raimi, which is actually the director of Doctor Strange number 2.
Oh, cool.
So then,
it's another hint.
Yeah. And then we see Rambo go inside the theater with the agent. And then we see the agent turn into a Skrull. Skrull. I love Skrulls, man. And then,
but they're supposed to be enemies too, you know?
I think this is the origin of how they become enemies.
Okay, okay.
That's what I think. That. That's my theory.
All right. It's a theory. That's good. We'll go with that. I could work with that.
So then she says, we're going to need your help. And then she points to the sky.
So I was sent by a friend of your mother's.
Yeah. It felt a little lackluster because she just pointed at the sky.
And she smiled.
And that's it.
It's like we're in the moon, the space, the sky. I mean,
imagine, like, that's what she says.
Another galaxy. What?
The attic?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I think this will lead up to Captain Marvel, either Captain Marvel 2 or what's the other TV show? The Secret Invasions, which is about the show that Samuel Jackson and the Skrulls are in.
Yeah, that could be it, yeah.
Yeah, could be either or.
Because I was reading recently that they're trying to keep Captain Marvel away from basically all movies now.
Mm-hmm.
That they're fading her out, basically.
Yeah.
So I was reading about it a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
it's a character that they really don't want to pursue too much.
And it does make sense because actually the first one left a lot of questions.
And it wasn't well received.
Yeah.
I mean, it made money because of the Avengers.
Because
everybody saw it thinking that they have to see it to be able to understand what was gonna happen on the last movie.
But we didn't.
But we didn't need to. So but, that's the only reason it made money.
But I was referring to, like, canon wise, because they let Ronan get away.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So I think, and that was taking place in the 90s. So maybe, I don't know if they're gonna go back to the 2000s, the early 2000s, or Yeah, what they're going to do for the second one.
Yeah, that's true. But now we have the last...
The last ending.
End credits scene.
And actually...
It was kind of scary, actually, at the same time.
Yeah, especially. So we see Wanda, like, in a very, very secluded area. Like, she's, like, in between mountains and everything. And this, like, little hut. And there's, like, one of her, like, sipping coffee, like, all toasty, going to the living room. And then we go to the dark room, her, like, her bedroom. And then we see her, like, in full Scarlet Witch mode, reading the Book of the Damned, like. And then we hear Billy and Tommy, her kids, screaming for help. And then, boom. Yeah, it was scary.
It was like, that was scary because she looked a little diabolical. I mean, like angry, you know, like, possessed. You know. But it was good. Overall, I loved the whole series. I mean, this was the season finale.
You know, some people were down on it, and I think it's because, like, they're expecting, like, a big Marvel event type of movie. You know?
Yeah, this is a standalone, you know, that leads into another... into something else, but still... You know, this is not supposed to include so many other, you know, Avengers or...
Yeah, people were waiting for, like, a cosmic thing, like, something, like, huge, like earth shattering type of thing, but like it's a TV show, like,
exactly,
it's like The Mandalorian. It's nothing like world breaking, like it's big within the context of the show.
You think there's gonna be another season?
It's hard. If they do,
because
the way
they ended it, I don't see it happening.
If they do, I don't think they'll name it WandaVision.
No, because that's it. WandaVision is gone. Like, you know why I thought it was going to happen? That the new Vision, the wife Vision, was going to visit her in the cabin. Like, he was going to land there. You know, they were going to look at each other. You know.
Honestly, I was still waiting for Doctor Strange.
True.
Man, so... Because... Before this, like, before I would watch these two episodes, there was, like, a report that one of the writers from WandaVision said that Paul Bettany, the guy that plays Vision, like, they said that he dug himself a hole when he said that he got to act with someone he never acted with before. So that's when, like, all the fans are, like, overthinking it, like, who could it be? Like, it turns out he was, like, tricking us, and he was literally talking about himself.
Yeah. That was when he was right, though.
I mean, yeah. Oh, man. Know.
But it was good. The whole series was really good. The whole, all the episodes were really good.
Yeah. I think it's a great show. I think one of the best shows out there. Like, because you want each episode to be better than the next one.
Exactly.
And I think this show kind of did that. Maybe, like, between the end, it was, like, a straight line for me. But it did what it had to, you know?
Yeah.
My only problem was the Hayward, the head of S.W.O.R.D., I didn't like that he didn't have much background, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, I understand that. But overall, it was good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the finale and everything. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty good. And the good thing, it was a whole hour instead of a half an hour. You know?
Your favorite character in the show?
In the show, I would have to say, basically, I would say it was, Wanda was my favorite one.
Yeah,
or you mean besides the main ones?
No, you can include her, it's fine. I think, like, she did really great. Like, she's a great actress.
Yeah.
Like, cause she did so much like wide spread of like emotions, like throughout the seasons. Like, it's crazy. Like, she was like super happy, like pissed, like so many range of emotions that she had
exactly,
to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's perfect.
That's what I'm saying, that she went from good to basically evil to crazy to not crazy to it was a whole range of and we went through it with her. So, you know, to me was the best character that I more liked, you know, not because she was the main character, you know, because there's so many others that I sometimes like, you know, all the supporting characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more than the actual main character. But this one, I think it was her. She did an excellent, excellent job.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I heard that they have like something small for WandaVision next week. Like, I don't think they're considering it an episode, but I think they're giving us something next week.
Well, that would be nice. That would be interesting.
And yeah, and then after that, it's gonna be, that's when Falcon and Winter Soldier start. First episode. So that show is gonna be more action based, more fighting and stuff. So it's gonna be cool to see what's gonna happen.
Okay, and, that sounds excellent.
Yeah.
You know, so we're gonna be talking about those when the time comes.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, and do you want to add anything else about the show?
No, I would just like to say to those hearing, if you haven't watched it, get right into it, binge watch it. They're great. Mm-hmm. They're great. It's a great series. You know, great show. You would love it. You'll find it super, super entertaining.
Yeah.
And especially if you take a whole day and just watch it back to back, it would be so nice.
Yeah, and it does feel like one big movie, you know?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, I liked it. This is one of my favorite shows for first season. I think it's really good for first season.
It's very close to the... And liking is very close to The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Which was also, like, super good.
Right, yeah. I gotta watch the second season. I didn't watch it yet.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's very good, too.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, thank you guys for listening. Goodbye, guys.
Take care, guys.
Till next time.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry.
That's why I'm the Kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.